Welcome to the OCR GCSE Art and Design Study Podcast. I'm your guide today, and we're diving into one of the most fascinating and rewarding topics on the specification, portraiture. Whether you're just starting your portfolio or putting the finishing touches on your final piece, this episode is going to give you everything you need to approach this topic with confidence. We'll cover the core concepts, the key artists you need to know, practical techniques, and crucially, exactly what examiners are looking for. So grab a sketchbook, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Let's start with what portraiture actually means in the context of your OCR GCSE. It's not simply about achieving a likeness. That's a common misconception, and it's one that can really hold candidates back. Portraiture, as OCR defines it, is about exploring identity, psychology, and human experience through the representation of a person. Your job is to move beyond the surface, beyond just capturing what someone looks like, and to communicate something meaningful about who they are, what they feel, or what they represent. That conceptual layer is what separates a competent piece of work from an outstanding one. Now let's talk about the four assessment objectives, because everything you do in this unit needs to map back to them. Each one is worth exactly 25% of your total mark, so they're all equally important. AO1 is develop. This is where you research artists and contextual sources and critically analyze how their work informs your own. AO2 is experiment. This is your practical exploration of media, materials, and techniques, showing genuine refinement over time. AO3 is record. This covers your primary observational work, your sketches, your photography, and your annotations. And AO4 is present. This is your final resolved outcome, the piece that brings everything together. Let's go deeper on each one. Starting with AO1, the key word here is critically analyze. Examiners are not interested in biographical summaries. They don't want to read that Lucian Freud was born in Berlin in 1922 and moved to London as a child. What they want to see is that you understand how Freud's thick impasto brushwork, his unflinching examination of flesh and vulnerability, directly influenced the way you chose to build up paint in your own work. The connection between your research and your practice must be explicit and evidenced. When you write annotations, ask yourself, am I describing this artist, or am I explaining how they changed what I did? If it's the former, rewrite it. For AO1, the three artists I'd strongly recommend investigating for portraiture are Lucian Freud, Paula Rego, and Kehinde Wiley. Freud gives you incredible technical depth, his use of impasto, his raw psychological honesty, and his long, intense sittings with subjects. Paula Rego offers a completely different angle. Her work is narrative, symbolic, and politically charged, often exploring gender and power dynamics through portraiture. And Kehinde Wiley is essential for contemporary relevance. His monumental portraits of Black subjects in the pose of old masters directly challenge the historical exclusion of certain communities from the Western portrait tradition. Each of these artists offers you both thematic depth and technical inspiration, which is exactly what you need. Moving to AO2, experiment. This is where so many candidates lose marks, and it's entirely avoidable. The mistake is treating experimentation as a box-ticking exercise, doing one quick watercolor wash, one pencil sketch, and calling it done. Real experimentation means genuinely testing a technique, reflecting on what worked and what didn't, and then making an informed decision about how to develop it further. Crucially, you should keep your failed experiments in your sketchbook. An experiment that didn't work is not a failure. It's evidence of your thinking process, and examiners will credit you for annotating why it didn't work and how it led you to a better approach. Think of your sketchbook as a visual diary of decision-making, not a showcase of your best work. For portraiture specifically, some of the most effective media to explore include oil paint or acrylic with impasto technique, building up thick textured layers to create psychological weight, charcoal and graphite for tonal studies that explore light and shadow, mixed media combining collage with drawing, and digital techniques using layering and manipulation. The key is always to link your media choice back to your conceptual intention. If you're exploring vulnerability, why does impasto serve that theme better than a smooth watercolor wash? Write that down. Now, AO3, record. This is about your primary observational work, and it's non-negotiable. Examiners will immediately spot the difference between a drawing made from a high-quality primary source, a live sitting, a carefully lit photograph you took yourself, and one copied from a low-resolution internet image. Primary observation demonstrates genuine skill and engagement. If you're using photography as a reference, you need to control the lighting yourself. Set up a single directional light source to create strong chiaroscuro, that dramatic contrast between light and shadow. This gives you far more tonal information to work with, and it immediately elevates the quality of your observational drawings. Your annotations in AO3 should be analytical, not descriptive. I drew the shadows under the eyes using a 6B pencil is descriptive. I used a 6B pencil to build up layered hatching in the shadow areas, creating a sense of depth that reinforces the psychological weight of the subject's gaze. That's analytical. Every annotation should answer the question, why did I make this choice and what effect does it create? Finally, AO4, present. Your final outcome needs to feel like the inevitable conclusion of everything that came before it. There should be a clear, traceable thread from your initial artist research, through your experimentation, through your primary observation, to your final piece. If someone looked at your portfolio and couldn't see how your research influenced your final work, that's a problem. The final piece should demonstrate technical competence, controlled use of your chosen medium, but also visual impact and personal voice. It should feel like yours. Now let's talk exam technique and common mistakes. The biggest mistake I see is descriptive annotation. Every time you pick up a pen to annotate your sketchbook, ask yourself, am I explaining why? Not what you did, but why you did it and what effect it creates. This applies to both your portfolio annotations and any written exam responses. The second major mistake is using poor quality secondary sources. If your reference images are blurry, flat, or poorly lit, your observational work will reflect that. Invest time in setting up proper reference photography. It makes a huge difference. Third, a disjointed portfolio. Your final piece should feel connected to your research. If you researched Lucian Freud's raw psychological style, but your final piece is a smooth, idealized portrait, you've broken the conceptual thread. Everything should feel coherent. And fourth, not showing refinement. AO2 specifically rewards the process of refinement. Show multiple iterations, show a technique that didn't work, show how you improved it. That iterative process is exactly what examiners want to see. Now let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What percentage of your total mark does each assessment objective carry? The answer is 25% each. Question 2. Name 3 portrait artists suitable for OCR GCSE investigation. Lucian Freud, Paula Rego, and Kehinde Wiley. Question 3. What is the difference between descriptive and analytical annotation? Give an example. Descriptive says what you did. Analytical says why you did it and what effect it creates. For example, I used red is descriptive. I used red to heighten the emotional intensity of the subject's expression is analytical. Question 4. What does AO2 specifically reward? Purposeful experimentation with media, materials, and techniques with visible refinement across successive iterations. Question 5. Why should you keep failed experiments in your sketchbook? Because they evidence your thinking process and show how you made informed decisions to refine your approach, which is exactly what AO2 rewards. So, to summarize, portraiture in OCR GCSE art is about far more than likeness. It's about exploring identity, psychology, and human experience through sustained investigation. Your 4 assessment objectives, develop, experiment, record, and present, each carry 25% of your mark, so give them equal attention. Research artists who offer both thematic and technical opportunities, annotate analytically, not descriptively, use primary sources, show your refinement process, and make sure your final piece feels like the natural conclusion of everything that came before it. You've got this. Keep making work, keep questioning your choices, and keep connecting your practice to your ideas. That's what great portraiture and great art is all about. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.